I pressed my nails into the palms of my hands until I felt them sharper than my anger. We walked along for a while in silence. I looked at all the faces as we passed them by. Once I saw my mother, but when I looked more closely, she was somebody else's. I did not know how I could feel so cold on such a hot and sunny day. We were walking more quickly now, because Charlie was very excited and kept running ahead, pulling on Sarah's arm to make her go faster. We came out from a dark passageway between two huge square concrete buildings, and there it was, the River Thames, with all the buildings of London spread out in a line of great power on the far bank. We pushed through the crowds across the wide stone walkway, and we leaned on the iron railings to look out over the river. There was no wind, and the waves on the water were small and silky. The light was very bright, and there were passengers sunning themselves on the open tops of the pleasure boats that sailed between the bridges. "Isn't this nice?" said Sarah. Charlie climbed up on the iron railing, and he stood next to his mother, firing some unseen gun at the passengers on the boats. The noise that this weapon made was chum-chum-chum, and the effect that it had was to make the boat passengers relax in their bright white seats and lean their smiling faces up into the blue sky and drink cool, clear water from bottles. Lawrence stood beside Sarah, and he put a hand on her shoulder. Charlie, Sarah, and Lawrence stood looking over the river, but I turned my back to it in anger. The people here by the river were not like the ghosts from the train station. They were walking slowly. They were enjoying themselves and smiling and eating hot dogs and ice creams. Near to where we were standing, a man was selling silver balloons and souvenir postcards and plastic masks of the British royal family. The tourists wore these masks to have their photographs taken with the Houses of Parliament behind them on the far side of the river, which made everybody laugh very much. With their fingers, some of them made the V for Victory sign in their photographs, and this made them laugh even more. The walkway was very wide, and the people stopped in big groups to watch the street artists who were performing in that place. There was a woman dressed all in gold, with a gold crown and gold paint on her face, and she stood on a gold box as still as a statue, and only moved when money was dropped into a hat in front of her.